The Gemara on Sechta Pesachim Daf Samaches from the Beis teaches us Amar Rava Hakol Moedim B'Shabbos Binin Nami Lochem. Everybody agrees on a Shabbos you need Lochem. My Tama for Kross L'Shabbos Oynig. The pasuk says the Kross L'Shabbos Oynig, and Oynig Shabbos means that you have to have a Lochem. There's a Machloikus Rishonim. How do we understand this halacha that on Shabbos you have to have Lochem? Because on Yontif, we just finished learning that you have to, Machloikus Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's opinion was that it's Oy Kulul Hashem, Oy Kulul Lachem. And on Shabbos, it's Chatzil Hashem. And Rabbi Shua's opinion was Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. What will be the halacha on Yontif, on Shabbos? So, there are opinions that say that Shabbos, you have to have Chetz Yilachem. And that actually, that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. That even though Rabbi Lezer says that on Yontif, you have the option of Kula Hashem or Kula Lachem, on Shabbos, you don't have that option. The Bach says that the Smag and Rabbeinu Yochum say that that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. That on Shabbos, everybody agrees you have to have the Chetz Yilachem. The Rambam, it seems, doesn't hold that way. And the Rambam holds that on Shabbos, the obligation of Lechem is less than the obligation than on Yontif. Why? Because if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Minah ha-tzadikim ha-rishonim, mispal adam shakras and musaf v'beis ha-knesses, a person with daven shakras and musaf in the shul, v'yovel l'beis v'yisot tzud ha-shniyah, we'd come home to eat, v'yelch l'beis ha-knesses, he would go back to shmul, yikra v'yishtar ha-mincha, and he'll learn till mincha, v'yispal mincha, and the noisy kelim say mincha means mincha ketana, so you're spending most of the day learning, v'akach yikra tzud ha-shlishes al-yayin, then he'll eat tzud ha-shlishes, v'yoych v'yishtar matzah Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, most of the day of Shabbos, you're spending learning and davening. However, when we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif says, "Achre shesoidim sude shniya, choizim lebeis haknesses achatze yoyim." After you eat the sudas Yontif, you go back to shul, v'akach mispal mincha and you daven mincha, v'choizim lebateim lecho lishtes adalayla. So the Rambam is saying that you leave shul on Yontif a lot earlier than you leave shul on Shabbos. On Yontif, he says, you go home already after the Chatzi Hayoim. By Shabbos, he says, you only go home after Mincha Kedana. So it seems that the Rambam holds that you have to have more Simcha on Yontif. On Yontif, there's a din of Chetz Yul Hashem, Chetz Yul Lechem. But on Shabbos, it's enough just to have some Lechem. And in fact, to Yerushalmi, in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tezvov, Halacha Gimel, says, Rebrach Ya'omar, Loi Nitnu Shabbosois, El Alask B'Torah. The Shabbos is primarily for Torah. And actually, if you look in the wording of our Gemara, it also seems to be that way. Because the Gemara says, Hakamoidim to be in Nami. Nami, as we've said in previous shur, means also. Your main focus is not the Lechem. It's Nami Lechem. It doesn't say Chetz Yilechem. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sif Katan Aleph, quotes the Oil of Shabbos that says the opposite of the Bach, and that on Shabbos you have to have Kula Lechem. Of course, not to mean that you shouldn't daven and Krishma, but the primary focus of Shabbos is Kula Lechem. Because the Raya is that if the Gemara is saying, Hakl Moedim B'Shabbos Bina Lechem, it would only be following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But according to Rabbi Shua, who we said in previous Shurim, and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Kuf Chav Taz explicitly paskins like Rabbi Shua, there is no chiddush. Because on Yontif also you have to have Chetz Yilchem and Chetz Yilchem. What's Rava coming to add that Shabbos is different than Yontif? It must be that Rav is coming to add that even though on Yontif the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, and the halacha is it's chetzil Hashem v'chetzil lachem, on Shabbos it's kuloi lachem. The Magen Avraham finds this opinion difficult to understand. As we just said, the wording of the Gemara was the bina nami lachem. That means it shouldn't be more than Yontif, and it shouldn't be primarily lachem. And therefore, he says what the Gemara is coming to say, it's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Yeshua, certainly Shabbos is not more than Yontif. And Shabbos is not more than Chetz Yulachem, or even maybe like the Rambam, it's even less than Chetz Yulachem. The Chiddush is in Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar says that on Yontif you have an option of Kulul Hashem. Says the Gemara, on Shabbos you don't have that option. On Shabbos you have to have a Lechem element as well. But not that the Gemara is coming to say that Rabbi Shua will hold that on Shabbos you have to have Kulul Lechem. But our Gemara clearly indicates that on Shabbos you have to have an Oinik Shabbos. The question is, what is the halacha on Yontif? On Yontif, do you have to have Oinig Yontif? It's clear that Oinig and Yontif are two separate halachas. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchus Yontif, Halacha Tezayin, says, Kshem shechayiv l'chabras ha-shabas l'angoy, ken chayiv las kem b'kol Yontif, shenema l'chadoish Hashem b'chubit. And b'yontif nema mikra kodesh. And then the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Zayin, says, Shiva shimei Pesach, v'shmona shimei chag, imshay yom toivim, asurim be'esper v'tainis, v'chayiv lios b'em sameich v'toiv leiv. So we see from the Rambam two separate halachas. One is that the Rambam clearly teaches us that there's a concept called oinig, and there's a concept called simcha. And that's why in Halacha Tazayin, he tells us that we have to have oinig. And Halacha Yud Zayin, he tells us that we have to have simcha. What the Chiddush furthermore in the Rambam is that on Yontif, not only is there a chiyuv simcha, there's a chiyuv of oinig as well. Actually, this would be very relevant to a question that we discussed in a previous year. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's a question if women are mechuyev in Simchas Yontif. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger questioned that it could be that women are not mechuyev in Simchas Yontif. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we said, agrees that women are mechuyev in Oinik Shabbos. Because by Shabbos, there's a halacha that whoever has to be Shoyma Shabbos has the chiyuvim of Kiddush and has the chiyuv of Oinik. So it could be that maybe women are exempt from the chiyuv of Simchas Yontif, but just like on Shabbos, they have a chiyuv of Oinik Shabbos. And the Rambam in Halacha Tazayin teaches us that the halacha of Oinik Yontif and the halacha of Oinik Shabbos actually travel together. So therefore, if women are mechuyev of Oinik Shabbos, they'll also be chayiv at Oinig Yontif. Now the question is, how to determine what is in the category of Oinig and what is in the category of Simcha. So there are Paiskin that want to say that eating bread, washing to a meal, is in the category of Oinig. Meat and wine is in the category of Simcha. And that's why on Shabbos there's a halacha that you have to wash to suit the Shabbos, but you don't have to drink wine as part of the Simcha, and you don't have to eat meat on Shabbos. And if that will be the halacha, now we could say that even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that isn't quite certain if women, if they didn't say Yal V'Yavai by benching on Yontif, do they have to repeat the benching or not? According to this, women will have to repeat it. Because even if they're excluded from the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, they're included in the mitzvah of Oinig Yontif. And Oinig Yontif means that you have to eat bread and wash. The problem is, how do we ask Rav Shlomo Hyman, how do we understand this Rambam? Because our Gemara clearly teaches us that there's a din in Yontif, of Simchas Yontif. And then the Gemara taught us that on Shabbos, Haklamoidim, that everybody agrees, B'Shabbos bina nami lachem, mitam across l'Shabbos oinik. So as for Shlomo Hyman, isn't our Gemara clearly indicating that there are two separate rules that apply differently? And on Shabbos there's a din of oinig and only oinig, and in Yontif there's a din of Yontif, of Simcha and only Simcha. So he says that our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Elazar. And according to Rabbi Elazar, this is what we just said from the Mefarshim to explain the to disagree with the Oyle Shabbos, that on Shabbos you have to kul lechem. What did we say? We said when the Gemara says that on Shabbos you have to have lechem, it was coming to teach us that Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you only that on Yontif you can have kul lechem, on Shabbos you don't have the option of kul lechem. On Shabbos we have an obligation of oylik Shabbos. That was the Gemara was coming to teach us. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, this Gemara, that the Gemara was saying the Shabbos being Nami Lechem, didn't need to be said according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why doesn't it need to be said according to Rabbi Yeshua? Because if a Yontif is a din of Einig Yontif, and a Shabbos is a din of Einig Shabbos, they're both the same. So it's not very geschmack. The Rambam, says Rav Shlomo Hyman, passens, like the Shulchan Aruch, like we keep on saying, all the Rishonim passens, like Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Shabbos and Yontif both have a Chiyuv Einig. And that's why we don't have to hold like the Oyle Shabbos, that Shabbos has more of a Chiyuv than Yontif. And therefore, we could say that Oynig applies both by Shabbos and by Yontif as well. And in fact, the first Halacha and Hilchus Shabbos, Afilu Misha Tzarech Lacherim, Im Yesh Leimach Shaloi, Tzarech Lazarus Atzmoy L'chabris Shabbos. Person has to do whatever he can to be mechabes Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on. We discussed this briefly in a previous year. Only for somebody who's very tight, for such a person, we should be mitzamtzim in Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, Alkein tzarech letzamtzim b'shar yomim. A person should hold back on other days of the week. Kedei l'chabit Shabbos, in order to be mechabit Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos tells us that we should prepare ourselves all week as much as we can to have proper Kavod Shabbos. Why? So, in the Be'er Halacha, in the first Be'er Halacha, Tzorich says the reason why we have to be mechabes Shabbos is because we have an neshama yaseir on Shabbos. And the question is, what is the definition of an neshama yaseir? Rashi, in Masecht Beya, Daf Tes Zayin on Beis, says the definition of an neshama yaseir is roich of leiv, a person has more ability, Lemnucha ulesimcha, for rest and for simcha. Uliyos pesuach lervocha, he has much less pressure. V'yoycha v'yishta, he could eat and drink. Vein nafshakotz alav. And therefore, since the person is at rest, both menuchas hanefesh and menuchas haguf, he could eat and enjoy the food that he eats. And furthermore, the Shulah says, the more a person has Oynik Shabbos and does things for Oynik Shabbos, that gives him a bigger Neshama Yisera. The Evan Ezra, however, has a much different explanation of Yisama Yisera. He says in Parshas Bereishis, Keshem Kideh Zeh HaYoyim Bezmanoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the day of Shabbos, L'kabel b'nefoshes, that our nefesh has tosfes chokhmah v'hakoro v'seichel yois m'shar yomim. We have more chokhmah. We're bigger and we're greater people on Shabbos. and we have the ability on Shabbos lahavin masa Hashem logis parasoi. We can learn better. Ksiv mizmish shili yoyma Shabbos toiv laedus Hashem ksachtani Hashem befalecha. He's saying that on Shabbos we get a different neshama. How do we reconcile these two pshatim? Actually, they don't necessarily. So it seems that these two pshatim are contradictory. One seems to learn that neshama yisera is some sort of a gashmi stigger thing. That on Shabbos we could eat better, we could enjoy the food better, and the Eben Ezra seems to learn it's ruchnius. But there are many mefarshim that say that actually these two concepts travel together. When a person's at rest, when the person ate well, when the person slept well, he's in a different frame of mind. And because he's in a different frame of mind, that's why he could accept the ruach, the extra neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give him. And therefore, they could travel together. But clearly we see here that there's a concept of Oynik Shabbos and there's a concept of Kavod Shabbos. Even, says the Bi'al Locha, that if we'll say that the Pasuk that we just learned in the Gemara of Kerasu L'Shabbos Oynik, a Pasuk in Yishayahu, is a Pasuk Midrabanan, and therefore the Chiv of Oynik Shabbos is only a Chiv Midrabanan, Suda Shabbos is certainly a Chiv D'Raisa. And as we've been saying, even if it's a D'Rabbanan, it's an important mitzvah. And even if we discussed the Chiv of Simchas Yontif, does it apply to women as well as to men? Certainly, Oynik Shabbos applies to women as to men. What is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oynik Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos includes washing oneself before Shabbos, putting on nice clothing, having his table set with a nice tablecloth, with nice silverware and dishes, that the entire house should be clean, not just as Shabbos begins, but for the entire duration of Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos means what we eat, that we should eat nice food, as we'll soon discuss, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, especially eating fish. Everybody should eat, however, what is enjoyable to him and is healthy from him. Sleeping on Shabbos, Shina b'Shabbos, the Gemara says, Tanud. Anything that brings a person enjoyment. However, as we just learned, the Eben Ezra says that what's the purpose of this Gashmias? The purpose of this Gashmias that Eben Ezra taught us is to bring us to Ruchnias, is to bring us to a Neshama Yisera, and therefore the halacha is one should not spend the entire day just eating and drinking and sleeping. One should of course daven and learn, and on contrary, as we just learned, the learning on Shabbos is a different learning than the learning of during the week. In fact, the Shloah says, the Pasuk doesn't say, Hama'anig es atzmai. The Pasuk says, Kol ma'anig es a Shabbos. We have to make the Shabbos have an oynig. If we'll just eat and drink, that doesn't give an oynig to the Shabbos. If we'll learn and daven, that gives an oynig to the Shabbos. However, as we've been learning, there is no din of simcha on Shabbos, and therefore there is no chiv on Shabbos to eat meat or to drink wine. But there's a question. The Sefri says, it says in Parshas by Loischa, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem u'maydeichem," and the Sefri explains, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem ze Shabbos." So we see that isn't that a proof that there's a chiv of simcha on Shabbos? So the answer is as we've been learning. The simcha of Shabbos is not a gashmistigah simcha. The simcha of Shabbos is a ruchnistigah simcha. As the Pasuk says, lo yishrei leiv simcha. And that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, the Simcha is a Ruchnis to the Simcha. On Yom Tov, the Simcha is a Gashmis to the Simcha. And that's why there's more of a chiv to eat fish, because even though we don't understand, Api Kabbalah, there's an inyan to eat fish. In general, the Paiskim say, you have to show that the Suda Shabbos is different than a weekday Suda, and therefore if during the week a person eats two cooked foods by meal, on Shabbos he should eat three. And if during the week he eats three, on Shabbos he should eat more. Always to show that Shabbos meal is more chashiv. That halacha, however, says the Paiskim don't apply, does not apply by Suda Shlishis, but by Suda Shlishis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Toif Shiyorcha b'kol Suda Mishalosh HaSudas Dagim. And especially, Api Kabbalah, that's by the Suda Shlishis, because even if on Yom Tov we're saying that the Simcha is whatever brings you Simcha, on Shabbos, the Simcha is more of a Ruchnis to the Simcha, and since the Simcha is more of a Ruchnis to the Simcha, the halacha is that fish, apparently, Api Kabbalah, brings you that level of Simcha that Eben Ezra says that we should be Zoicha to that Neshami Yisera that we could get on Shabbos.